sometimes there just aren't enough hours in the day.
I know, today was what? Today is, they have it scheduled for 24, and that's not enough.
No, it's
not enough. I had to sleep like 13 of them.
We need to talk to somebody about that. I haven't slept for like, oh man, it's, we did get some sleep last night, but it didn't really feel like it.
Yeah.
Getting up, just, you know, just with the schedule I'm keeping right now.
Well, you know, we were gone yesterday, all day and all night yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
You know who I was with.
Yes,
was,
we know who you were with. And
okay, that's weird.
What was that?
That shouldn't have happened.
Don't push anything. Leave it alone.
I pressed that button before and it didn't do that.
Okay, just don't push that button anymore because my head is numb right now from that. I mean, literally, the whole crown of my head is numb from that.
I'm almost sad to say that this is Ghostly Talk, and I'm Doug.
And I'm Scott L.
I'm Will.
Ghostly Talk is broadcast live on Sunday nights, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, from the haunted Warren Winery.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Beautiful downtown Warren. Is there a downtown Warren?
Yeah, you're sitting in it.
This is it?
I think so, yeah.
It's got the Little Caesars on the corner.
No, it's over a mound.
There's old Warren.
Okay.
There's old Warren, which is like...
And it really looks haunted, too.
It's kind of it's a really nice little area, though.
It's supposed to be haunted.
That's where your friend's funeral home.
Yeah, Elliot Funeral Home.
Right there on Mound Road.
Yeah,
in
check
old
him out.
Warren.
We're Pimp Elliot Funeral Home, yeah. Yeah. For any of your mortuary needs, please go to Elliot Funeral Home.
We'll slab him.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So our website is, of course, www.ghostlytalk.com. Mm-hmm. We're replayed on the Internet through fine stations such as, well, of course, Pioneer Radio, which is what we're broadcast live on.
Yeah.
And although I don't know what's up with Indie Music Exchange.
Yeah, we're trying to get a hold of the snake there, and we don't know what's going on. Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Yeah, I'm sure with that.
Radio New York International is
of course.
A great station that goes through us.
R&I.
We are getting everything. It will be happening very soon, from what I understand, in KQRP in Salida, California.
I just want to go on there and do interviews with them.
Man, those guys are fun.
Yeah, I think that's insane.
Those guys
I
are
love
a
that.
A lot of fun, man.
Yeah, Salida, California. That's where it's all at. I love it.
Yeah, and there's a host of other stations. There's a few other stations. I can't remember right now. It's not enough brain juice.
Well, but no matter what, they are all linked up at
yeah,
our homepage
yeah.
at www.ghostlytalk.com. What I was saying before all those. Things that we have to do every week was that, you know, who I went with had to go to work at 6 o'clock.
Yeah. That's sick.
I was with Jonathan, and Jonathan had to go to work at 6 o'clock, and
oh,
I don't know how he did it.
I don't know how he did it either.
I have no idea.
That's so painful. We do have somebody on the phone, though, too.
Yes, we do.
Who do we have on the phone? Is there someone in there?
Somebody out there.
Hello?
I see the light.
I'm here.
Oh, there he is.
Ah, we do have somebody on the phone. That sounds like Gorilla 72.
But he actually goes by Anthony, too. Anthony. Is that your birth? Or is your birth name Gorilla 72?
Yeah, you know, Scott, to reiterate something you said a while ago, yes, Gorilla is not my Christian name.
And now, a piece of trivia, though, in order to properly introduce Gorilla 72, he was our contest winner
yes,
for our
he
T-shirt
was.
Tagline.
Yes,
you're talking to a celebrity here. This guy this guy was the winner of our T-shirt contest tagline, or tagline contest, or whatever it was. We had, last year?
That was the hardest thing to judge, too.
Oh, God, it was horrible.
It was absolutely terrible to judge, because everything was so incredibly good.
Mm-hmm.
But Dead Air never sounded so good. Well, that really does encapsulate
pretty much. Pretty much.
You know, it's amazing what you can come up with when you're bored at work.
Bored at work, okay.
If I could only channel that creativity into my, you know, work environment, then, you know, I'd be making a million, but...
That's what happens. That's how it works. Man.
Another thing, too, is, you know, we were going to plan on just doing a straight, just call-in show today. That was it. That's all we're
right,
do.
And we are. Hopefully we're gonna get callers.
Yeah, well, Anthony is such a great friend of the show, though. He decided he wanted to be part of the elite ninja death-like squad.
Right.
Which we call the Ghostly Talk Ninja Death-like Squad.
Well, who better than a short Italian guy to represent Chicago?
Exactly.
Right?
There we go. We need that. We need that, exactly, to represent Chicago, as a matter of fact. One thing I wanted to hit you up. Have you been to Al Capone's grave recently?
I've been there.
Yeah, you said we had a picture of that up on the site for a while.
Yeah, you know what they got is they actually had his whole family in front of the stone. And what they did to keep vandals away is they put a bunch of bushes in front of the actual... Because there's a big, you know, vertical stone that says Capone that's in front of all the flat ones like the one I sent you. And they put bushes around it because people who were, let's say, not, you know, fans of Capone used to go there and vandalize the grave. So they actually put bushes in front of the big family plot stone to keep people, you know, so people didn't really know what was at. They couldn't find it easily.
Okay. Now, you said you mentioned you, he's trying to get out there again, guys. I don't know if I told you this or not. He's going to get a Ghostly Talk t-shirt and drape it over Al Capone's tombstone.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I've been dragging my feet on that. I actually want to take the shirt, and every location I hit, I want to have the shirt there. If you're familiar with that famous photo, I think Dale Kazmarek took it of Bachelor's Grove with Madonna the Grove sitting on the stone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've actually been there, too. What I want to do is actually take the Ghostly Talk shirt and put it on that stone and take a picture. or me sitting on it, you know, doing that same pose with the Ghostly Talk shirt. I don't know, but I won't look as pretty as she did, but, you know.
In all these weird places that we go, we should do the same thing. We should start taking pictures of Ghostly Talk t-shirts everywhere.
Well, yeah, my shirt's starting to stink now.
You
know,
oh, yeah?
I wear it wherever we go. You know?
Right.
We don't own a washing machine here.
So that's it?
Yeah, the clothes just start to stink, you know. And they start walking by themselves around the house, and you think they're paranormal, but it isn't. It's just stank. They, like, kind of, like, hold the shirt apart.
That's why I had that sock following me around the other day.
Really?
I was like, oh, it just, like, grew a life of its own.
I know they've written horror movies in for stuff like that.
Yeah, well...
The death sock of, like, Austin Ferraro or something.
They must have been here. But, no, the Ghostly Talk t-shirt all over the place. I think that would really rock.
Cool. But Anthony...
Everywhere we go. My friend, who's actually going to be my partner in crime in the investigation around Chicago, and, well, basically Illinois, wants to order up a shirt, and, you know, he's gonna have his, too. So we'll be representing.
Ooh. That's really cool. Yeah, we need you to
represent.
Yeah, you know, we need that element, yo. We were discussing this last night. We're going to talk more about last night. But we were discussing that for some reason somebody said something like, what's up, y'all, or whatever, and I'm like, whoa, we will not have any of that here.
Wrong side of the state.
Yeah, you know, and we were joking around, but then, of course, I started doing my, like, mock stuff that I try to do, which is absolutely ridiculous. So we had a whole crew of people, like, just going back and forth all night long as far as, like, you know, what's up, yo? Hey, what's up, babe?
Well, yeah. We were, Anthony, as a matter of fact, we were out at, Grand Haven?
We were, we stayed in Grand Rapids.
Grand Haven, that can't be all that far from Chicago.
Not that,
it's not all that far.
It shouldn't be.
Yeah, I wonder if next year... See, what it was, we went out to this... it was, like, one of the coolest events ever.
Yeah.
We got to meet up with... it was hosted by GLPR, Great Lakes Paranormal Research.
Mm-hmm.
WMGHS was there.
Mm-hmm.
W Paranormal was there.
Mm-hmm.
We were there.
yeah, we were there. Were we?
And I was there.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Grimstone was there.
Grimstone. Oh, my God.
And they are going to be on the show in October.
I hope so.
Yeah, Chris, I got to talk to Chris for a few minutes.
Grimstone. Nice. And they gave a presentation that just rocked the planet.
Well, we got there and we're like, okay, we got some t-shirts and some cards and we have our ugly selves, okay? And these people are, like, you know, hauling in, like, freight cases. They actually had a helicopter land on top of the pavilion and load gear out and stuff. And
right.
Like,
they had a road crew.
Yeah. And whoa.
Wow. I was impressed.
You did a great job.
I thought it was awesome. But that kind of thing, Anthony, I mean, I can see next year, hopefully it catches on, and the Paranormal Picnic becomes an event with a capital E, and, you know, like...
More people will show up.
Lots of people from all over the place show up to it because it was awesome. I had a blast.
It was a really great time. We'll talk more about that. There's a lot to talk about with that.
So we're going to do, a separate show?
Maybe. We'll see what happens. You know, it's a call-in show. We might have a few surprises.
True.
Who knows what's going to happen?
That's true.
But Anthony, there obviously, you know, when you sent me that picture that one night of Al Capone's tombstone, that blew my mind. Like, that's pretty neat, though. And then you were talking about Bachelor's Grove. Are there some other areas you can kind of... Because you're a field reporter now. You're a field reporter. You are within the continuum. We have the night of...
Yes. Item.
Yeah. I got to take the oath before this is done.
Yeah, let's get that out of the way before we go any further. Doug, do you want to do this one?
No. I'm bad at it.
It's all you.
I'm bad at it.
All right, hit the gong.
You started it.
Hit the gong.
There's a gong?
Yeah, we got a gong here now. Go ahead, hit the gong.
Oh, it's this one?
Yeah.
Gong.
Okay. Okay, repeat after me, Anthony.
Okay, Anthony.
I state your name.
I, Anthony, a.k.a. Gorilla.
Do hereby...
Do hereby...
Worship at the altar of ghostly talk.
Worship at the altar of ghostly talk.
From here on out...
From here on out...
Till death do us part.
till death do us part.
Okay, ready? Pull out the sword, Doug.
Well, in case you didn't know, we don't actually part at death, but, you know, that's okay.
Well, we hope not, or else we wouldn't be doing this. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Congratulations, you are now a knighted member of the Ghostly Talk Elite Squad Field Team. Everybody, yay!
All right.
Woo. All right, we got that.
Can you send me a patch to sew onto the T-shirt?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, hey, now you're onto something there.
Hey, I don't
you can, like, get you can get stripes and stuff. But we'll start our own, like, military squad or something. I don't know. But
hey, should I be the public relations creativity guy now? So I come with the shirt, come up with a patch.
I know. we have like this whole team of artists up at corporate, you know, that do all this wild stuff for us. Yeah, right.
Oh, they do with party.
Yeah, they just go in there and there's an empty half barrel sitting in the middle of the office and they're all passed out. You know, it's like, what are we doing? We should get.
I know.
He's done these great things for the show. His tagline's catching on. Like everybody, you know, hey, Dead Air never sounded so good, guys. We're like, really. Okay, cool.
You heard that?
You heard that? But can you hit us up with a couple? Is there any other areas that you've hit up out there?
Well, here.
You know, actually, there's several. There's actually another great area right in the same cemetery that Al Capone's at. In fact, I even got family buried there.
Oh, wow.
There's a story. It's called the Italian Bride, and her name is Julia Bacola.
Okay.
And Julia Petzabacola, I believe, is her name. And there's actually a statue of her in her bridal gown. And the story with that is she died like 1929. There's conflicting stories. Either she died during childbirth or died on the altar at her wedding, which I believe more because they actually erected a statue of her in her bridal gown on her tomb. That's her tombstone.
Okay.
It's a statue of her in her bridal gown. Now, if you look at the tombstone, and you can do a search on this, I believe Prairie Ghost actually has a whole page on her.
Okay.
They dug her up. Her mother was having nightmares for like 6 years, and the nightmares were her daughter saying, you know, please, you know, exhume my grave, dig me up, this and that. And after 6 years, she finally got permission. When they exhumed her, her body was still intact. I guess they call it incorruptible is the term they use.
Okay.
And if you go to her grave site, there's a picture on there of her in a wedding gown on her wedding day, and then there's another picture when they exhumed her, and the coffin is dirty and, you know, look like it just came out of the ground, and her body looks just like she's sleeping. She's just laying there with her eyes closed.
They have these pictures. So, these you said. Let me know if I heard this correctly. They have these pictures at the gravesite?
It's on the tombstone. There's porcelain pictures of her wedding day, and then there's another picture of her when they exhumed her body, and there's a picture of her laying in the coffin.
Field trip. We're coming to Chicago. Yeah.
I'm actually I'm 5 minutes from the cemetery. I'm actually in the middle of a lot of different haunted locations.
Really?
So that's another reason why I wanted to do the field reporting thing, is I can, you know, walk out my door and I can give you a whole show of stories practically with some of the stuff that's around me.
Wow. I'd like to really, if you don't mind, if you shoot out there anytime soon, Anthony, could you get a picture of that tombstone for us? We'd love to.
You know, I have one somewhere. Let me try to dig it out. I mean, maybe I'll crop my, you know, little stocky butt standing next to it out of the picture and, you know, just send her.
I do have a few
pictures of it.
We'd love to have you in there. You don't need to crop yourself out.
I don't want to scare nobody worse than the ghost.
let me
dig them out. I do have a few from a few years ago when I was there.
Okay.
And but actually, maybe tomorrow or whatnot, I'll try to shoot over there and take one with you. You know, I'm not going to put your shirt on her. That'll look kind of disrespectful. But
But what, also, being in Chicago, they have haunted tours of Chicago, don't they? I mean, that's what one of the big things they show every year on, like, Travel Channel and stuff, is they have tours. Have you gone on any of the formal tours?
You know, I knew you guys were going to ask that. I was just looking. Every year, I'm always late. I believe his name's Richard Crowe, who actually does the tours.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He's been doing them for, like, years and years and years. And every year when I finally, like, get around to thinking, hey, I'm going to go on these tours, I hit it too late, and it's all filled up.
Right, right.
But I was just checking that today, and I think I'm going to be able to get in on one. So what I want to do is go to one and maybe bring my digital recorder and kind of have a little, you know, field reporting segment for you guys when I'm actually on this tour.
It's that, or I'll email him and just get him on the show. So you better get to him first.
Oh, he's coming on your show?
No.
We've talked about it
in the past, but we just never actually invited him. So yeah. He's never accepted because we never invited him.
Somebody write down on the whiteboard so we don't forget.
Invite Richard Crown.
Yeah.
But, no, actually, that would be an awesome assignment to have if you could, you know, score an interview with him.
Absolutely. And I could even tell him that I have, like, you know, 20 people want to go on this tour, but they're not going unless, you know, he goes on Ghostly Talk.
Bribery for guests. I like that.
I'll give you an offer you can't refuse.
Yeah, I'm loving this. We got our muscle in Chicago. We got our muscle in Chicago here. Like, basically, you will. Come on, Ghostly Talk.
You'll be on Ghostly Talk.
We're going to boycott your whole tour.
I'm liking it. It works, but it seems to work.
We'll come down there in our pinstripe suit.
Actually, I don't see why he wouldn't, because I'm sure you have other listeners besides me in Illinois and Chicago area. So by him going on there, it would generate a little more buzz for his tours.
We'd love to have him on.
If he wants to get more clientele, I think that's like free advertising for him. So I don't see why he wouldn't want to.
Right. Well, we have a lot of...
October's Ghost Month.
October's Ghost Month. Okay.
We'll see what we can do about that, Anthony.
But I have a feeling he'd probably want, if he even knew about Ghostly Talk, he'd probably want to come on.
Because
we have listeners who travel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there you go.
I think it'd be a great...
I can't tell you how many emails I've gotten about, and comments, and, mm-hmm. and in talking to people about Gettysburg.
Oh yeah.
Where did you go in Gettysburg? Where did you stay?
Went to a whole lot of restaurants.
What ghost tours did you go on? What battlefields did you go to? Mm. You know, I mean, all about Gettysburg, and there's you know, with the haunted tours of Chicago, you would think that people would want to go there as well, especially the haunted Hooters.
Yeah. Hey.
I mean.
Right. Yeah. You know, I was at the haunted Hooters, and you know. I kind of was distracted by other things besides looking at, you know, for spirits. But I'll try to focus next time I go, since, you know, I'll be working for you guys, you know. I'll try to make sure I keep focus on the task at hand.
Yeah, we were discussing that on the ride over to the Grand Rapids yesterday. We mentioned the haunt. No, I saw a sign that said Hooters. So I was like, Hooters,
right.
Hooters, hey, Hooters. And, you know, that always pops up in conversation, and, you know, we're with the Ghost Crew people. And, you know, we're like, well,
yeah,
how are we going to do, well, the haunted Hooters does crop up a lot, if somebody mentions the word Hooters or owl or something like that, or
it's a nice day,
or yeah,
and everybody's
morning,
like,
hey,
yeah.
I, or me.
Did you know there's a haunted Hooters in Chicago? Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Scott, I've mentioned on several times, you're more than welcome to take a little road trip out this way, and we'll do the ghost tour, and we'll definitely, you know, end it at the haunted Hooters, because, you know, save the best for last.
Well, yeah, it's probably
right.
We're going to probably be there for a while anyways. And that we might end up being poured out of that place afterwards.
Haunted Hooters, 2 p.m.
That's right. You know, speaking of restaurants, there's actually right down the street from me the Country House Inn, and that's listed on, I think, Prairie Ghost as well and some other sites, but that's a pretty haunted restaurant that's actually like 5 minutes from my house as well, and I could actually try to get an interview with the manager or whatnot in there. Every time I go in there, actually got really good food. So I go in there with my family sometimes, and I always talk to the waitresses and the manager, and they always got a story for me.
Cool.
So that's another thing. I go in there and bring the recorder and try to get some stories from them for you as well.
A good idea that I just kind of, well, it's an idea. I shouldn't say it's a good idea, but it's an idea I just thought up is that, you know, we have our field reporters that are out cruising around shooting pictures and stuff like that. We should set up a whole new photo album for these guys.
Oh, that's a good idea.
To put their data in.
Okay.
Or their pictures or whatever, the evidence they have. I'll set something like that up hopefully in the next
and things
days.
They want to talk about on the show, hopefully.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll work all that out. And, Anthony, of course, you'll be one of those people that, you know, can put photos up in there if you want. And, you know, we'll just have a whole folder for just our field reporter people to show their evidence to the whole world. or to just our four or five listeners we have, you know, we can.
I was on a website today. I was at TonaNiche.com, and from there, in their guest book, somebody or other from some band, I don't even remember, had signed it. So I went to that band's website. Oh my gosh, I can't even think about it because it's too funny.
Mm-hmm.
They had put in their media section as if the Detroit, you know, it's kind of like the Detroit News had done an article on them.
Yeah.
And it said something like their band's name achieves 500, a fan base of 500. And I was rolling. I'm like, oh man,
that's
if only.
Pretty, that's really good. Yeah. That's really good. That's impressive, as a matter of fact. I think that's really cool.
Oh, I don't think it was a real article. That's not really newsworthy.
Well, yeah,
but
good fun.
But it was fun, and I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was great.
Well, cool. Yeah, well, like, we're going to have to definitely take you up on that, Anthony. I think we're going to have to maybe work out a little deal here down the road here, hopefully in the near future, where we can shoot down there and spend a couple days in Chicago with you to check some of these places out. I mean, if you're cool with that, we'd love to come out there.
Oh, I'm more than cool. If you come at the end of September, we can hit a Sox-Detroit game, and, you know, you guys can root your team on. I mean, they're going to lose, but, you know.
I don't feel like getting lynched, all right?
Hey, we just broke a 7-game losing streak today, so I got nothing to really brag about lately. But yeah, you know, I always said, Scott, I'm more than happy to have you guys come down here, and there's a couple other people who listen to your show that are good friends of mine, and they're going to be helping me out with the field reporting thing for you. And, yeah, I mean, any time. We're up for it whenever you guys want to come out this way.
Yeah, let's definitely. I'm going to set up a photo album for that. We'll still, you know, just to give these people some more stuff they can use on the site as far as getting pictures up there and showing stuff. I think, you know what you should do also? I was thinking about this, too.
Uh-oh.
We should make a photo. You know how we have, like, our photo section for, like, all of our past guests?
Yeah.
I think we have a photo section for all of our field reporters, too.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that?
Oh, that would be hilarious.
Like, so we, all our field reporters, if you're listening, I need, well, any of the email addresses sent to any of us, please send a picture, your nicest picture, your sexiest picture, your softest picture. Go to Glamour Shots or wherever and have them crank a couple shots up.
They're out of business.
They're out of business?
They went out of business a long time ago.
Oh, really? Well, okay, come on out to the winery here, and we'll take a picture of you, and we'll put it up on the site.
I think all of our field reporters might own a camera.
Okay, well, we can work it out.
Yeah.
You like the MySpace.
I thought it was a prerequisite.
Yeah. Wasn't that in the list of rules?
I thought that, yeah, in our guidelines and in our bylaws, yeah. the parliamentary rules section of the site, you need to have a camera and a computer, I think. Is that
I thought
it
we struck the computer.
You don't need a computer anymore?
You need at least a PDA.
How about a heartbeat? You need that?
You need a heartbeat.
I think we need a heartbeat.
If you didn't have a heartbeat, we'd be the ones you're taking pictures of.
Yeah, exactly. Right. See, so you can participate anyway.
Yeah.
It's great. See, it's
anyway,
wonderful. We're getting a little late here. We need to get. I'm shutting down, guys. Go ahead and help me out here.
What time is it?
It's coming to 7:30. I think we need to get a break.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Anthony, we got to cut you off, unfortunately, dude. But we love you. You're our bro, dude. You've done so much for the show. We need to let people know that. But Anthony is.
And your creativity is on the backs of a lot of people.
Yeah.
So
that's right.
You have done a
well,
lot
I appreciate it, gentlemen, and Will.
Wow.
Yeah, you know I owed him one.
I know. You know what? I was hammering and nailing around here earlier, being a man and stuff, and I heard him call you that. I heard him when he called you earlier call you that. So you know what? Fire away. I'm enjoying it.
He called me, actually.
He called
you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I answered the phone with that.
And that's how you greet him?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
this is a tough crowd.
Well,
he
sent an email that most people, that's what they call him.
Okay.
Well, they say they call you the light version of that, you said, right?
We got about 15 different names for Will. There's nickname after nickname for Will.
Mm-hmm.
Drowning Wookie.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
It's one of my personal favorites.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's take a break here, though. Let's chill out. Anthony, thanks for coming on the show again.
Thank you, guys. My pleasure.
Yeah, we'll be talking to you real soon. We'll be setting up that trip, we're going to work on a bunch of stuff with you, I think.
Awesome.
Cool.
I'll try to drop you those photos, too. I got them somewhere in the closet. I just got to get the energy to dig them out and scan them.
Okay.
But I'll try to get those ones of the Italian bride up on your site tonight.
That sounds
awesome.
Great. Yeah, I'm going to try to get that photo album set up tonight for you guys. So, just, you know how to contact me. Just get a hold of me, and we'll work that all out, okay?
Sounds good.
Cool.
All right. Thank you, Anthony.
Thanks, Anthony.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, guys, we're going to chill out for a minute here and eat some more pizza. Will, take us away, brother.
We'll be back on the other side. Phone in.
Phone in. Oh, yeah, it's calling. Yeah. Yeah, it's a call-in.
Anybody wants to talk to us, you just dial our number.
This is Dr. Robert Schock of Great Sphinx fame. Take a look at my website, www.robertschock.net, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Hello, everybody. My name is Badge. I'm a druid from Ireland, and I'm very busy with the Save Tara campaign. We're trying to divert the road that's going to be built, the toll road, away from Tara Hill. So if any of you can help out with this, please go to our website at www.taraScreen.org and please help us to save the heart of Ireland from having a scar gouged right across it. I believe there are 40 million Americans that claim Irish descent. This concerns each and every one of you. Please help save Tara, and thank you for listening to Ghostly Talk.
Down, yeah. So we can better leave your cares behind. Hello, folks. My name is Henry Rollins, and you are listening to Ghostly Talk. Touch your friends, touch yourself, but don't touch that dial.
What you need to learn is what you do is nothing more than a hobby.
It's a job, not a hobby.
Saying at the beginning of the show, we're very tired. Oh, I'm very tired.
So please go easy on us. But I have to say, our phone numbers, if you want to call toll free, 1-888-520-1969.
Sometimes I forget that too.
Or
you had that look on your face like, what was that number again, guys?
It's something. It's in there somewhere.
Well, in this day and age of knowing all, having to know like 800 passwords, 800 different codes and stuff to learn. It's hard to remember even the closest thing.
Right,
to
if
you.
It's not in your speed dial, you know, how do you do it?
No, some people ask me, well, what's your P.O. box number? And I'm like, I'm 4-5-6-2-7-8-9. Oh, yeah, 321. P.O. box 321. I always forget that. By the way, we do have a P.O. box. P.O. box 321, Warren, Michigan, 48090.
Cool.
If there's anything you want to send out, like
money,
books, money. Money be good. More soap. I like soap.
Naked photos.
Naked photos would be wonderful.
They gotta be, hot women though.
Hot women.
Special
something night. Similar to that. We'll take that too. We'll start up a whole photo album for that also. Why not? Let's just photo albums for everybody. Let's just take pictures about everything.
1-888-520-1969 or the direct number in case you're on like cells or the Vonage or the whatever those are.
586-203-8033. Now we did go on a little trip this weekend.
Yeah,
we'll talk a little bit about that. We can
cool.
do that. We are talking about doing a special show about this coming Wednesday, just for a heads up. Still got to work the details out with that, with the Great Lakes Paranormal Research people. We'll get around to that. So I'll let you guys know in the next day or two if we're going to be able to have a special show this Wednesday. We did head out to beautiful, sunny, spacious Grand Haven. I'm sorry. Well, actually, it was Grand Rapids, Michigan at first.
Right.
That's where we stayed at, actually. Now, Tom from GL, I can't get the acronym right. GLPR. 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 I always forget that acronym. There's so many acronyms in this business nowadays, it seems like. Yeah, it's worse than like working for the automotive companies.
Are they linked up on Ghostly Talk?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
Yes, they are. I believe they are. They should be. If not, we'll work on that tonight, too. We'll do all kinds of fun
cool.
stuff tonight. I'm going to be very busy at work tonight. But we went out to...
Heaven forbid a server go down.
Heaven forbid. We did head out to the first annual paranormal picnic.
Mm-hmm.
Hosted by GLPR.
And what an awesome time.
God.
I had a blast.
Well, there was a ton of cool people out there to talk to, first of all. We got to meet a whole bunch of great people, see people we haven't seen in a while, namely Nicole from WMGHS. It was really great to see Nicole again. Hi, Nicole. Just a whole slew of people that we just haven't bumped into for a while. And on top of that, like I said, there was a group of people we've never really... It's been a lot of correspondence,
mm-hmm.
like everything is with this show. It's a lot of correspondence. And finally, we get to meet a whole group of people, namely... Now, I know, Doug, you've met Tom before, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, that was my cup. There was nothing electronic. That was my cup doing that noise. You've met Tom before. You met him at the Felt Mansion, didn't you?
I met him at Felt Mansion, and I think I also met him before that at the Michigan Ghost Conference.
Okay.
The second one.
Yeah, Tom was the one. First of all, we need to thank Tom because he was able to hook us up with some hotel rooms out there.
Mm-hmm.
They were very, very, very nice.
Oh, I owe you for that.
Oh, no, you didn't. What are you talking about? You don't owe me anything. It's taken care of. Don't worry about it. We got it. It's good. It's cool. Don't get that look on your face, Doug.
I had offered to pay for it, and then...
No, it's all right.
Okay. Yeah,
it's cool. But he hooked us up with some really, really, really great hotel rooms to obviously sleep and shower and do all those things in and watch TV and have fun or do whatever it was. For very cheap, he gave us a really good deal on that, so we were able to stay out there for practically free. along with that, giving us our own little, like, conference room we had. That was pretty cool, too. This is at the end of the night.
That totally rocked. The conference room?
We had a ball in there. We had a ball in there.
I think what we should do is make a paranormal conference thing where all you do is rent out those conference rooms.
Yeah.
Dump people in there and just give them a, you know, say, paranormal hangman all night. They'd love it. I mean, it was awesome. I had a blast.
Well, we shot out of here. We left here about, Will and myself shot out here about noonish to get to Grand Rapids and meet up with everybody, where Tom was waiting for us patiently because we were running a little bit late. He was patiently waiting for us at the beautiful, well, I guess we can pimp his hotel, can't we? He don't own it, but you know, he works there, so I'm sure he'd appreciate the business. The beautiful Days Inn Hotel in Grand Rapids. It's the one on Pearl Street. What room did we stay in? 821 and 819. Mm-hmm. So if you want to stay in the room where a Ghostly Talk host was in, just request those rooms. I know people are dying for that.
People really want to get into 821 and 819.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be dying for that. They're going to have a certain rise in 821 and 819, those rooms. Beautiful view of the freeway, I-69.
It actually was 131.
It was 131 that we were looking at?
Highway 131, yeah.
Yeah, we got to look at cars. It was really cool. Well, we met up with Tom there, and we all... Well, the Grimstone people were there already. Christopher was there. We got to meet those guys, which... The Grimstone's been a group that I've heard about for years. Years, man. For years I've heard about Grimstone, and they've always been this kind of ominous presence in the paranormal community as far as Michigan goes.
Right.
They were, and you can just kind of get the feel if you go to their website that these people are very serious.
They are very, very,
very dedicated, very focused group. So when we heard that Grimstone was going to be out here, I was like, well, wow.
Right.
It's going to be like nice to put a face to the name.
Oh, my gosh. I've met a lot of people, but I've never met anyone from Grimstone that I knew of until yesterday.
Yeah.
So I was really, really geeked when I had heard that they were going to be there.
Yeah, we're also going to, we'll talk about that later. We're going to have them. They're going to be, hopefully we're going to try to get them on the show in October also.
I hope so.
They're another guest we're going to have for Ghost Month. We got to meet the guys and gals from Grimstone, which was really cool. And then we all kind of posseed up and shout out to Grand Haven, which is about a half an hour away. About half an hour, 40 minutes away from Grand Rapids. Meanwhile, Doug was in the backwoods, I think. Weren't you in, like, South America or something?
We did run into some renegades. It was not easy.
Okay.
We did get away.
Okay.
But that wasn't in South America. That was actually here locally. We had to go up through, what is it called, Niles? I don't remember. It's a short little name.
Uh-huh.
And there was this conclave kind of thing going on in the middle of the woods.
Okay.
Our job was to break in, break up the conclave, and escape before being shot.
Okay, all right.
It wasn't easy, but we did get it done.
Okay,
so,
good
just
job.
So you know. Yeah.
Yo Rangers. Yeah. That sounds great.
And that's why we were late.
Well, yeah, so yeah, you guys were behind us a little while, and so we kept phone communication and managed to get you guys let in also. We got there about what time? Will, about 4:30-ish, something like that? About 4:30-ish, quarter to 5-ish or something.
To the park?
To the park, yeah.
We got there about quarter after 4.
Did we?
Yeah.
We got there that early? Okay, all right. Well, we get there, though, and I'm thinking, okay, we're just going to set a little picnic, throw some burgers on the grill, talk about ghosts.
Right.
That was pretty simple.
That's what we did. It was a great plan, and it worked.
I thought it was a great plan. But no, we get there, and...
We're stringing lights.
They're stringing lights. There's Amber and Julie up there trying to string it. They're stringing lights up. They're stringing... Grimstone people, they're rolling in their, you know, their cases. They have their roadies, their big muscle roadies, bringing all their gear in.
You know, the only other time I saw something like that was with SEMGHS, Southeast Michigan Ghost Hunter Society.
Mm-hmm.
And who was it? Brad?
Whoever. It was Brad.
Just, I mean, incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible, incredible stuff. They had a mobile command center go to Felt Mansion when he was going to give a speech. And this mobile command center was, it was basically, a big... Not an SUV, not even like what you see on TV.
Yeah.
It was a, like a Winnebago kind of thing.
Yeah.
And this thing was pimped out. And I'm telling you, he had everything right on the ball. It was just incredible how organized and how, that was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So this was similar, this was like a flashback. I experienced deja vu there.
Well, this was all for a presentation.
Right.
This was all for Christopher's presentation. I totally forgot the other lady's name. Will, do you remember? I totally blanked out now.
Wasn't paying attention to you either.
Thanks, Will. I appreciate that. You remember what the other lady's name was from Brimstone? I totally blanked out now. I'm going to have to get that. I'm really sorry. I feel like a fool. So this is why we start taking notes here more.
I talked to her all night.
Yeah, I know. You did. Yeah. What was her name?
I don't remember.
Oh, God. Come on.
When you meet, you know, 20-some people, 30 people in one night, you only remember a few
key names. Whatever. We did get to meet those guys, and it was very cool. They did have a great presentation. Christopher did the spirit photography side of it. And, God, I feel so bad.
Well, where's the packet?
That's in my folder in my car.
Oh, okay. They had a packet. Do you know that's the first time I ever saw...
Mm-hmm.
I really liked that they had that sheet.
Yeah.
With the different photographic errors.
Yeah. Oh,
you
yeah.
You know? It's like, you know, here's a photo... This is lens flare. Here's a photo that's hair in the camera lens.
Mm-hmm.
This is, and they had it all on one sheet.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chris knows his stuff when it comes to spirit photography.
Oh, yes.
I learned a few things from him. And he put together a very good presentation with some classic examples, too. Just to show, hey, look, this, you know, hey, decide for yourself. I'm just showing this to you. You tell me what you think. But he did talk about, you know, obviously, you know, the classic examples or pros and cons of, 35 millimeter film as opposed to digital and vice versa. Went through the whole thing. It was very, very educational and informative for people. I mean, we know a lot of this stuff already because we're everywhere all the time, it seems like, nowadays. So you learn a lot of this stuff, but it's great to hear, you know, it's good to concur with other people. Like, okay, am I doing the right thing here, do I think? Am I on the right track? Am I using my equipment correctly? Because that was one of Chris's big points, was just that know your equipment.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many people I know that go to whatever chain appliance store and buy, like, the biggest, baddest camera in the store, and then, more or less, they don't really... Either A, know how to operate the thing, or B, need that many features on a camera. Really, what you need is a camera that can just take photos.
Right.
Good photos. Whether it be 35 millimeter or digital, it's up to you. That was one of Chris's big things, was, you know your gear. Know how to operate your equipment, because you may get put in a situation where you need to start snapping photos, and if you don't know how to do it on the fly, you could be in big trouble. And you might miss something.
He also demonstrated the monopod.
Oh, yeah, the monopod.
Which was amazing. It's like a tripod, people have been using tripods forever.
Yeah.
And what tripods do is they allow you to put the camera or video camera on it, and then it holds it steady, right?
Yeah.
Well, a monopod is like a tripod only with one leg, hence mono,
yeah,
right?
You hold it with your hand.
So it's like this long stick that you... put your camera on,
mm-hmm.
and you put it on the ground, and therefore it's going to stay very, very steady. Not as steady as a tripod, because you can still move it back and forth and up and down. You know,
still move it from right to left. That's the thing.
And forward and backward. I mean, you can because you're a human and you can't hold all your muscles perfectly still.
Uh-huh.
So that's why a monopod would help. In a lot of situations, it's fast,
mm-hmm.
because it's just one long stick is what it ends up being when you have it, you know, extracted.
Yeah.
And it steadies the camera, I think he said, up to 80%
mm-hmm.
steadier than just holding it with your hands.
Yeah, yeah.
So for picture clarity, especially
in
dark conditions, the monopod can help improve photos just like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All around,
it can't guarantee a ghost in the photo, but it can help improve your photo.
I mean, it'll be a great... Uh-oh.
We're getting a call.
Somebody's calling us. What do we do?
Just switch it in.
I'm scared.
Switch it in.
Switch it in.
You're on Ghostly Talk. Hang on, everyone. I'm screening. I'm screening now.
You're screening our call. He's screening our call, Will. What did you think of the monopod?
Hey, Misty.
That's an idea. I'm going to try to find one.
I wonder how much they are.
Let's shop around a little bit.
Cool. I think that's a good idea.
All right. Apparently, this is Howard Stern or something. I don't know.
Oh, that's Howard?
It's Howard. Tell Howard to pop in.
Okay.
Go ahead, Will.
Hello, you're on Ghostly Talk. How can I help you?
Hi, it's Misty. How are you?
Hi, Misty. How you doing?
Well, great to hear from you.
How are you guys?
Burnout. We're pretty fried.
Yeah.
We're pretty fried right now. It's been a pretty active weekend again.
Yeah, we had one of those last night, too.
What happened?
We just.
Or do you care to talk about it?
Sorry.
Maybe I should ask you first before I go
demand your information on the
other. Another one of those parties.
We had a boneyard bonanza last night. We went four different cemeteries in about 4 hours.
Really?
One of them had weeds up to about my shoulders, which you haven't. The guys who know me, that know that's not real hard to do. But but it was still bad.
It was bad.
And I fell, and I got hurt, and it's been a rough week here, too.
Oh, no.
Anyone got hurt?
Like, sprained?
Well, I've sprained them before, so this was just retwisting it. But I'm tough, and I made it through the rest of the night without wimping out. So.
Excellent. Well, we ghost hunted yesterday, but with
where'd you go?
We went to Nunica Cemetery. WMGHS had their open ghost hunt.
Oh, that'd be fun!
It was extremely open because there were just 19-20 cars
at least.
Of people.
Oh wow!
So it was a little bit crowded for my taste. But
yeah.
But it was so interesting because I got to talk to so many people. So
I talked to people.
That is fun.
I took a nap in the cemetery. Actually.
Yes, he did. He also napped at OSR when we had went with Indiana Ghost Tracker.
Yes, I did a couple times actually.
So napper.
I think we had about 8 cars last night in our little trail. So Terre Haute Chapter is growing quickly.
Awesome. Was it training kind of thing, or was it actual?
No, that's just our normal monthly meeting and hunt. So.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
When I took over as director, we had about 10 people, and I think we're up to about 25 now. So.
Oh, that's awesome. That is so good to hear, Misty. So.
Well, it's almost too much pressure. I'm about to cave.
But what? Any cool evidence come out of the night?
Well, I think the most interesting thing that happened, we were in an older cemetery, and if there hadn't been floodlights, I think it probably would have been very creepy.
Mm-hmm.
But all my investigators were all kind of standing in one spot because one of the gals has like a night shot. It's not a camera, it's just a screen, and she kept seeing this ball of light go through the area, and they were trying to figure out what it was and catch pictures of it, but it was moving too fast. Well, they did an EVP session at the same time, and you know how you're always, if there are voices in the background, you note it, and one of the gals said, well, there were whispers in the background, and I turned to look because I had heard it too, and it was to the left of me, and there was nobody there. So that was kind of one of the most interesting parts. I think about 4 people heard it.
Now, that's kind of interesting. You noted the ghostly whispers in the background. But
yeah, because it sounded that clear.
They thought it was people.
Talking.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
And they thought this was people initially, you said, right?
Yeah. Right. Well, actually, what it sounded like was that someone had a digital recorder, and instead of recording, that they were playing it. It sounded like taped voices.
Really?
But there was nobody there. So I don't know what it was.
That's something to check out. You guys,
oh, I like that.
That's on the recording, you said, right? You guys actually cut that? You recorded that?
I didn't. My recorder quit working on me early in the night.
Oh, isn't that
but
typical?
Somebody, I'm sure, caught it.
Isn't that typical, huh? Equipment failure, that's so typical, it seems.
Yeah, it was brand new. I just got the recorder last month.
Oh, really? What kind of recorder is it?
It's one of those, it's just like a chunky tabletop. Regular size cassette.
Oh, so it's an actual cassette.
An analog audio cassette.
It's an analog recorder.
Yeah.
Those still have their place, I think. Some people, I don't need to use analog. I think it's very cool to use analog.
Do you use an external mic on it?
Yes, I do. Omnidirectional.
Good.
But I like to make sure I have a hard copy of something. That's why I like that one. But I may have to give up and go to digital because I'm not having much luck with my analog.
Well, the thing that's good about digital is you do have to, you know, it's kind of like the same equation with, you know, using 35 millimeter film. You know, you have to process the film and all that. And processing film can get a bit pricey after a while. But cassette tapes seem to be really cheap nowadays.
Well,
you can get cassette tapes
when are they
going to
stop making them, though? I was thinking they're going to get scarcer and scarcer.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and but you can get them for real cheap, like at any drugstore now. Like,
right.
Now the quality, I feel like, you know, if you want a good quality, you're gonna have to pay a couple more bucks. But still, at that, cassette tapes are very cheap still, even the high quality ones. Now, obviously, with the whole digital.
Yeah, they are real cheap right now.
The one thing you can't do though is you can't just download it into your computer. You've got to capture it. With a cord, you know, and that's in real time.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with the digital, you can usually hook it up through USB and it goes.
Oh yeah, it just got it right down. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of work to cut all that audio to actually, you know, convert it over to digital.
Right.
Those are the drawbacks. Those are the drawbacks. Some people actually prefer analog, is it's a warmer signal, and they think that they have better results with analog. It's really a matter of who's doing it sometimes. I mean, I don't really have a preference myself.
I have both.
Yeah, you have both of them. I have a little cassette recorder, even though I scarcely use it because my digital's a lot faster.
Right.
actually,
I think mine's just like yours, isn't it, Will?
Exactly.
You guys have the same
recorder? Same model.
Same model?
Mm-hmm.
Love at first sight, huh? So you have the same recorder?
So do I.
So what events are coming up for IGT?
Let's see. For my chapter, we've got a big investigation coming up next month, Investigation Hunt. It's a village, actually, where they've taken buildings from around the county and put them into a village. And we're going to get to investigate the whole village. So there's a Catholic church, a Baptist church, a potter's mill, or a potter's hut where they make pottery, an old farm. It's like a turn-of-the-century type village. So that's our big thing right now, and they're going to do some PR for that. And then the next month, that county that happens in is Park County, and they have the Covered Bridge Festival every year.
Yes, they do.
And they've asked us to come out and do speaking event engagements for the 2 weekends of the festival. So.
Are you going to tell them all about the Edna C. Collins Bridge?
We might. We might throw that one in there, too. We have a lot of people who like to go out there just on their own.
Well,
that's a fun place to go.
Judging on the results that we got out there, when we were all together out there, that's a pretty amazing place. I like that.
It's a cool bridge, too.
Is
that in Park County, or is that in a...
That's in Putnam County.
Oh, well, maybe Putnam. Yeah. Why don't you talk about that then?
It's right outside of Brazil, isn't it? It's right outside.
Yeah.
Isn't it right outside of Brazil.
Between Brazil and Greencastle area.
Yeah. Okay, I'm starting to remember it now again. Yeah, that's a definitely interesting area. I'd like to go back there again. Hopefully, we can get down there before the end of the year and see all you guys again. Hopefully,
are you guys coming down in November for our banquet?
I hope so.
Is that November?
November 5th, I think, is the potential date.
Okay. Yeah, I think I know it's been mentioned 1,000 times, but I live day to day now, so.
Hey, amen. I know that feeling.
You want me to plan like a month ahead? Are you insane? What's wrong with you? I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm not even sure what's gonna happen to me in an hour, for God's sake.
Exactly.
How crazy it is. But November sounds great. I think we'll have to definitely come out there and hang around. I've only heard stories about these insane banquets that IGT has, and I'm yet to experience one. So
I know you even missed a party here at my house. That's not fair.
I missed a party at your house?
Yeah, Memorial Day weekend.
What, this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Terre Haute chapter had a...
I think you were sick or something. I can't remember why you didn't come down.
That was earlier in the year, I thought.
No.
That was in June.
When did we go there to...
I don't remember why you didn't go.
I know I got sick there one time because Bonnie's grandma got sick, and I just started.
No, that was a long time ago.
That was like earlier in the year. That was when it was cold out.
Yeah, this was just the last time we went, right? To Indiana.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
I may have been planning.
And Kelly came down and Wayne.
Yeah, Kelly and Wayne were there.
I might have had a show or something that weekend. And that's all I can think of that would maybe not go to something that cool.
You had planned on coming down, Scott, and I don't know what happened.
I'm really
sorry.
Because
I was bummed to find out that you didn't.
Well, I'll be down there before the end of the year, okay, baby? All right.
All right.
Hey, baby.
All right. I promise I'll be down there before the end of the year. Hopefully November. We'll all get together and hang out. That should be really cool.
That would be cool.
Excellent. Top of the hour, we're going to take a quick break here, Misty, but thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
It's really
you
great.
You're very
from.
Welcome, fellas.
We'll talk to you soon. I'll tell everybody we said hi, and we send
okay,
our,
we'll do.
We send our undying love. as always.
Undying love.
Oh, so
alrighty.
Terre Haute chapter and IGT all over.
All over the state.
Yeah.
Thanks,
thank you.
All right,
no,
take night. Care. Bye.
See you.
Bye bye.
All right, Will. Oh, we got another hour.
That was awesome.
That was great. It was great to hear from Misty. I don't get to talk to her very often. She's always on the message boards and stuff like that. So.
That's why we should, yeah, we should have, I like call-in shows.
They're fun. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break, though, Will. We got to regroup here. We got to get our thoughts together again.
Do we have thoughts?
Well, no.
I'll put them in a big pot, stir them up, and then you'll find out what comes out of that after the break.
I'll pop the top, the pop, and look at that thing and go, oh, yeah. Those
is,
thoughts.
Is it soup yet?
Yeah. Let's take us out of here, Will.
Be right back.
This is Diane Goodman-Larson, and if you want to find me with regard to Mars and time travel, you can go to www.doortoatlantis.com, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Ghost Hunting, my ethereal anti-drug.
This is Pat Fitzhugh of the Bellwitch website, www.bellwitch.org, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.